We're in Perek Revi'i. He's talking about what he now is calling optional things. He's saying there are three ways you can live doing optional actions. One is to do it in good measure, in the right measure. It's optional. You're benefiting from the world, you're enjoying the world, or you're just doing things. You're relating to the chumristika world, the gufniistika world, in a proper measure, in the measure of what you need, necessity. Then you can go over the line, which he said is destructive and negative for various reasons. He brought out various reasons. Either you're not exercising self-control, you're drawn towards chumrius, and he says you're guaranteed ultimately to step over the line into Isser. Once you're not controlling yourself, you're getting used to, you're getting your body, you're getting yourself used to following Gashmius and looking for pleasure and gratification. So even when it's mutter, but it's going to lead to Isser soon enough. Besides the fact that, well, that's what he's going to talk about later, why it itself is wrong. Okay, now he's going to talk about taking too little. Tafsadik hay, around a little past the middle of the page, you'll approximate. It's the last word on the line is the hachelek, and the first word of the next line is hashlishi. Hachelek hashlishi min harishus, the third type, the third aspect of optional things, which he is now calling optional. Hachelek is taking too little. He doesn't take what's normally necessary. We're not talking about if he makes himself sick. He's not talking about that. He's talking about just depriving oneself of what's considered a normal standard. Dibur, shena, sleeping, talking, eating. Now he says, very, very insightful point. He says there's two reasons people would deprive themselves of things. One's good, or at least one's positive, again, in measure, with seichel, and one's negative. Otzorech hados, he's either doing it for a spiritual reason, sincerely, otzorech b'olam hazeh, or he's depriving himself, but really his ultimate goal in depriving himself is to pleasure himself, is for gratification, is to derive pleasure from a different angle. He'll deprive himself of food because he wants to look pretty, or he wants to look handsome. He'll deprive himself of food. And he gives more examples of that. If he does it for a sincere purpose, he knows he has trouble controlling himself. He thinks if he does the normal amount, he'll be drawn towards chumrius. So he feels this is the idea of the neder when it's good. If you learn Maseches Nedarim or the nozer that's nikra kadosh, if he's sincere and he doesn't make himself sick by doing so, and he does it lishma for the right reasons, liskar b'kach lifnei Hashem al derech haprishus ba'olam. Maybe he's practicing precious. He wants to take as little from this world as he's able to, or he's doing it as a preventative measure. He feels he has a problem. So when you have a problem, you have to sometimes go to an extreme in order to solve the problem. Harei meshubach. So that's good. Of course, you have to be careful when you do such things. Even the Chabad says it's good, but you have to talk it over because it's extremely common for the person to plot. And when he plots, then you see him picking out somewhere in food or in other areas. He just goes crazy. So this is really a very... Chavos Avodah speaks approvingly of it, but experience shows... I mean, these other... You learn the Gemaras, and there's all these steers between Nikra Kadosh and Nikra Chote. And when do you... And Nedarim is good, and Nedarim is bad, and right? The Gemara has mixed feelings about it. Another point, because you're playing a dangerous game, your motives are good, But it's inherently is a dangerous thing. But Chavir Lodha speaks approvingly of it if your motives are good. Chavir Lodha says many times throughout the Sefer, and he would say it here too. This is an obvious case where it applies. Whenever a person does something more than he's obligated to do, in this case less, right? More than he's obligated to do, whenever a person goes beyond a norm, beyond what's normal, beyond what's the way you're supposed to do it, he has to check his motivation. He has to be very, very careful to thoroughly check the motivation. The chances of it being done shelo lishma, because he wants approval, he wants kavod, he wants one-upsmanship, is very, very high. Whenever you go beyond what the Torah said you should do, even if it's, as he's saying now, rishus, you could. So you might have a good motivation, but you have to be very, very careful what your motivation is, because there's big makom that your motivation is not so pure. That's a theme throughout the Sefer that he says at various times.
Is it curious he's not mentioning it here?
Here it's obvious. He's saying there's two reasons a person would be going beyond, would be taking less from this world than is the norm. One is a good reason, one is a bad reason. So here it's obvious, you have to know what your reason is.
No, but I thought in terms of das, he's saying it's dafka good, and meshubach.
It's meshubach if your reasons are good. He said if your motivation is l'tzorech hadas, then it's good. If your reason is v'yeshlo gemul olav, you'll get schar for it, even though it's optional. See, now he's already creeping into what he's ultimately going to say, that there really is no such thing as optional. Because here he says v'yeshlo gemul olav, in this area of optional, if you take less than is the norm, but your reason is to grow in your avodas Hashem, to exercise self-control, to be more poreish molam hazeh, or if you feel you have a problem and the way you're going to deal with the problem is by going to an extreme, maybe for a limited amount of time, so harei zeh meshubach v'yesh lo gemul olav. K'maymer achachem, he brings a very strange pasuk to bring out this point. Like, leiv chachamim bebeis evel v'leiv ksilim bebeis simcha. Shlomo HaMelech and Kailas is talking about a person who benefits spiritually by hanging around the Beis Avel. And by hanging around the Beis Simcha, you don't always benefit spiritually. The Ksil is drawn to the Beis Simcha. But the somberness of a Beis Avel, where, right? So, what is he bringing down this pasuk for? You know, because, again, going to a Beis Avel and hanging around a Beis Avel, I guess, is your equivalent of, you know, the darker side of this world. Like, it's the equivalent of the person who's being chosech what he takes from this world. He wants to minimize his involvement in this world. So the in-your-face of a Beis Avel, where you see what Sof Kol Adam is, and no one's in the mood of any hanos of Olam Hazeh, because they staring you in the face that it's ultimately worthless and transient and it's fleeting, so better go there. So the pasuk is saying for inspiration, the spirit, you get spiritual inspiration by a Beis Avel, and you can create your own. So what's the chavis of all this is nimshal, that you can create your own spiritual inspiration by creating your own, so to speak, Beis Avel, meaning by being poorish from Olam Hazeh, even though you're allowed to, and that, but you're creating your own Beis Avel where you'll get spiritual inspiration from. But if a person is being poorish from Olam Hazeh because of a different Olam Hazeh that he'd prefer, a person's a miser. So it's very good. He's saving money. He doesn't spend money. Very nice. But the reason he's doing it is because he loves money. So he wants to acquire a lot of money. So he's a miser. He's not spending because of prisha from Olam Hazeh. He's not spending because he wants to be more involved in Olam Hazeh. He wants more Olam Hazeh. Vula harbus mamono. Where I said, diet, I mean every, right, it's to be pretty, to have a certain look. Oshi ha'lu b'nei adam, this is the ultimate shalom lishma, which is probably the most common. Chagol is a very smart man. He says, oh, you know, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday, but I'm going to make darn sure that everyone knows I'm fasting every Monday and Thursday. So they see what a Porush I am from Olam Hazeh. Oshi Yalulu B'nei Adam, people should praise him. Shu Porush Min Amutter, Umistapik Min Olam Hazeh, B'li Mazo. Wow, look at that guy. So I raise him Uguner. This guy is terrible. V'ishu Yotzer Migede Hamitsua. He's going out of the norm, and he's harming himself. There's no spiritual benefit. On the contrary, the spiritual detriment. And he's harming his guf to boot, because he's doing what's not the norm. It's not so healthy what he's doing. Hashem wants him. So he has no, like, it's beard from old stardom. And they shazen nasu mitoch hagzoma ba'avas ha'olam. He's doing it because he loves this world. He loves Olam Hazeh. He wants Olam Hazeh. V'yamarechad min ha'chachamim, misha porish min ha'olam, l'man ha'olam. Someone who practices precious from Olam Hazeh, but his goal is Olam Hazeh, whether it's kavod, or he wants to be cool, or he wants to have a lot of money, or he wants to be in a certain social class. So he's purish from Olam Hazeh, l'man olam. Kemisha mechab ha'esh, it's like someone is trying to put out a fire, but then he's trying to smother it with straw. So what's going to happen? It's just going to burst into a huge conflagration. So that's what this person is doing. So when you're embarking on a mahalach of prisha from Olam Hazeh, you really have the fork in the road, what your motivation is. So certainly you have to very examine your motivation very, very carefully.
What is the Chagas Kabbalah say about Lo Lishma Bo Lishma?
What does he say about it? This is not the right thing. This is harming your goof. This is when you're not doing what's normal, he would not agree. Chazal are talking about when you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you're not holding by the right motivation. But when you're doing, you fast every Monday and Thursday, he doesn't say, then it's Muguna, then you're harming yourself spiritually, because you're making as if in chitzonius you're being poorish from the olam, you're doing something spiritual, but in reality you're doing something extremely, extremely anti-spiritual. So he wouldn't say it by anything outside the norm. Want to wear tefillin a whole day? He wouldn't say mitoch shelo lishma bo lishma. He'd say you're getting an aveira, not a mitzvah, if your motive is so people should give you kavod. Okay.